Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Jill.
So, is this really a debate? Is this really a topic that is debate worthy?
Well, apparently it is, because it's showing up in the news a lot. And we're not talking politics this morning or any of that stuff. We're talking about the fine and apparently sometimes vanishing art of tipping. Servers, hotel staff, people who do things for you.
Yeah, you know, that sort of reciprocity thing. And what's really interesting about that is I don't know, I didn't realize it was vanishing, but apparently it's vanished. And the second thing is there is an art to it, because obviously you need to acknowledge people who perform a service. And it is also a way of saying, hey, yeah, great job, or, you know, not as good as it could be. So that's
also a way of sort of making sure that people who get less than a living wage at least have some of that augmented while the government and everybody else figures out this living wage thing, because some jobs really assume that you will be tipped, and so they pay you a low amount because they figure, oh, well, nice people are going to make up for it when they say thank you by leaving you money on the table or on the, you know, or on the counter or wherever. And that's not necessarily true.
And I find that absolutely baffling, only because, you know, obviously I must have been living under a rock, because that was one of the nuanced things that you had to learn if you were going out into the world.
Right. And it was also one of the things that you just kind of learned growing up in many places. Either you learned it because you used services where people were tipped, or you learned it because you had family members or friends or neighbors who worked in industries where they received tips, who would sort of pass along, hey, you know, look what I got today. This nice lady came in with, you know, her little boy. I helped the stroller up the way, and they left me $10, $5, whatever. But you got inculcated with the idea that it is proper to say thank you in a monetary way in some parts of the service industry. I mean, you don't necessarily tip the cashier when you're buying pantyhose, if anybody still buys pantyhose.
No, but you
you may tip. I mean, it used to be that people didn't tip for takeout. And now they do, because takeout is such a big part of the restaurant economy, and because they're realizing that a lot of people actually help to put together your meal before it gets packed into that recyclable or not container and you take it away.
Right. But that is an evolution of the notion of tipping. I used to not tip for takeout decades ago. Now it wouldn't occur to me, but always tip for delivery.
Yeah, sure.
And so it's just again, that's an evolution. I remember helping a friend out on a Saturday night at they were working at a, they needed a coat check person, so I coat checked, and I will never forget. And this is, you know, almost half a century ago, someone. With this soaking wet, heavy coat that sort of, you know, threw it down and then didn't tip. I was
Just because. I don't know. You know, sort of hope that people who do tip make up for that, but those people are dying out.
I guess. So let's talk about the right thing to do.
Doing the right thing, yes. Well, it's funny. I when I travel, whether it's for business or personally, I usually leave about $5 for the housekeeper. with a note that says, thank you for the service. This is room, 212. And I mean, they know what room they're in, but still, what I want to do is indicate, I'm leaving this for you. I want you to take it. Because if you don't say this is for you, many, many people, if not
everybody,
virtually all people, will just leave it there because they don't know if that's your money that you forgot or what, and they're not going to lose a job over being accused of stealing, $3, $5. And so if you intend to leave a tip, leave it somewhere obvious where the housekeeper can find it, on the bathroom counter, on the nightstand, on top of your pillow, with a note that says, thank you, because then it indicates, okay, to take this dough.
Right, and again, there is a decline in people who think through the reasons for actions. So you actually have to do that part, because otherwise, no one is going to it could be it's like a trap. Okay, there's a $50 bill
and
sitting there.
The hotel may have said to its staff, "Do not touch it if you think that they didn't leave it for you, or don't touch it, period, unless it has some acknowledgement that you're who the money's for."
Yeah,
because that's a liability problem for the both of us.
And again, that's why I say people, during our last show, we talked about people who sit in parking spaces and some have good reasons, but some are, clearly doing their back taxes. And I was in a situation where something like that was happening, but it was so clear that the person was just so environmentally unconscious that they didn't even realize what the effect of their action might be on other people. And even with the stress of travel and everything, you need to make it a transaction that has steps. It's not just pushing a button. It's like, okay, I want to thank this person for the service, therefore I have to say thank you, because otherwise they're not going to necessarily know that it's for them.
Right. Right. No, that's true. And some people will say, well, I'm paying $200 for this hotel room. Why do I have to, why do I have to tip? I mean, they should just clean the room and go about their business. And it's like, well, that bed doesn't make itself, the toilet doesn't scrub itself, and it's saying thank you for paying attention to keeping me comfortable. And what were you going to do with that $5 anyway? It's not like anybody's asking you to leave 50. What I find is that sometimes businesses are a little behind the curve on this. Some businesses don't even reimburse for tipping. And I've always told whoever I work for, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it anyway, because it's how I was brought up and it's what people deserve. And I find that they're usually, if you would have spent that money on your own anyway, then we'll cover it. I don't understand the logic, but okay, whatever. Whether you cover it or whether you don't, if I have to go into pocket and I'm traveling on business for you, I'm still going to do it, because that's not the housekeeper's problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And there used to be, I don't know if there still is, and I hate to even sound this uninformed, but there used to be out-of-pocket expenses. Again, this was just all part of the genning in of traveling. You're going to need this, you're going to need this, you're going to need that. This is covered. Look, of course, there's massive room for abuse, right?
Yeah.
But that being said, there's also plenty of latitude to just do the right thing. And
yeah.
Often I think that one will find that if it hasn't been discussed and comes up afterwards and you say, yeah, I left this, you say this is what it went for. My experience has been it's a non-issue. I've been reimbursed.
Businesses are going to argue with that.
No.
It's not like it's a $25 martini. It's like for the housekeeper, for God's sake.
Yeah. It's less than, in some of those places, a cup of coffee costs more than that on, room service.
Sure.
So,
sure. The other thing I find is that lots of times now, young people will travel in groups.
Yeah.
And they, kind of come in, and there'll be a bunch of them in one room because that's what they can afford. And they'll leave, and maybe nobody's tipped the housekeeper. So not only are there more people in the room than they're supposed to be, But they may not have left the room in pristine condition, and the housekeeper who comes in behind them has to do double or triple duty because the room was more than occupied and doesn't receive a tip for it. And I think that's something that we have to inculcate in our young folks, or our people who love to travel in groups, whether it's a bridesmaid, you know, getaway, or somebody going to Comic-Con or whatever it is. Like, save your money, tip the housekeeper, and do it every day, because you may not get the same housekeeper. It's not like you're on a cruise ship where they introduce your purser at the beginning of the trip and say, Antonio will be taking care of all your needs while you're here. You don't necessarily know who's on, who's off that day, whether they got what you left for them or whatever. So just tip on a daily basis so you know that everybody that's been in the room, touched the room, has been compensated.
Yeah, and again, this defaults to just a basic civility. You know, in the same way that you say thank you, in the way that you should be, when I say should, sorry, but you should just be aware of the people around you and what they are doing to make your life comfortable. And it's pretty much that simple. And if you're having a bad day, you don't need to make it worse for somebody who's, again, just trying to make you comfortable. And it's as simple as just getting out of yourself for one quick minute. You can go back to just seething. I'm a professional, return to seethe. But for that moment, just go, okay, wait, you know, other people are relying on this for dinner. So, you know, let's be a little bit better about it.
Yeah, and in the case of hotels, you know, sometimes I'll find that at the end of the day, I don't have, like, the right amount of money to tip with, that maybe I only have one big bill. And so basically what I do is put the privacy notice on the door and go downstairs to the front desk and say, listen, I need something smaller to tip the housekeeper. Can you help me out? And they're always happy to help out because they always want the housekeepers to receive that, you know, little thank you. And it takes 5 minutes, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, and there's a lot of willingness. And depending on the level of the place that you're staying, you know, any concierge or anyone will be happy to take care of that for you. You could do that coming in or going, you know, whenever.
It can be, you know, like the budget inn.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just using that as generic, whatever. I don't know that there really is one. But, I mean, from, like, the highest hotels to the cheapest hotels, if they know you want the change to help out the housekeeper, they will give it to you. I've had people go into their own pockets and say, well, I don't have any until right now, but I can break a 20 here. Would you take, you know, change in this way? And it's like, yeah, I'll take it anywhere you have it.
Yeah, there's again, people, this sounds pretty trite, but the whole people like helping other people once they're dealing with someone who is clearly on that train rather than on a less, shall we say, evolved one. Perfectly
yeah.
happy to help, and everyone feels a little bit better. And, you know, again, there are the assumption that the people who overtip will make up for you is not good enough. In my opinion, even though it's your show.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I remember going somewhere. We didn't eat out a whole lot when I was little. We mostly ate at home. But I was in some, like, diner kind of with my father one day, and I think I had cereal and, well, maybe he had cereal, I had toast, whatever. I mean, the bill came to, and this was a long time ago, like, you know, $2.50 or $3 or something. And he left a $5 tip, and I looked at him and said, Daddy, that's crazy. That's twice as much as the bill. Why'd you do that? And he said, look around you. So I'm looking around, and he said, who do you see who's hustling back and forth to the table? And he said, you know, waitresses. And he says, that's it, exactly, waitresses. You know who takes these jobs? Women, you know, who have to do it to support their families. Lots of times they're, you know, single mothers, and they really need to feed their kids. I'm not leaving them 50 cents, and don't you ever do that either. And it always stuck with me. So over-tipping is better, and he always got great service.
Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the Right Thing.
You're welcome. Money's on the table.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
Fly right.